Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating disability evaluation on patient Byers, B-Y-E-R-S, first name Jared, J-A-R-E-D. The date of birth, March 17, 1977. The date of evaluation, March 18, 2024. The chief complaint, 47-year-old male, referred for disability evaluation. The HBI. The patient is a 47-year-old male who reports having been hospitalized at Sutter Health in March of 2020 with acute myocardial infarction and underlying coronary artery disease, period. He stated that he required two stents in August of 2020 as he had a repeat myocardial infarction, period. Medications were subsequently adjusted, period. He then stated that he had a third myocardial infarction in July of 2021, period. He then received a third stent, period. The patient stated that he has chest pain all the time, period. This is brought on by exertion, period. He has associated shortness of breath, period. He notes dyspnea on exertion with minimal activity, period. His past medical history includes acute myocardial, known as the elevation myocardial infarction, June 23rd, 2019, X number hyperlipidemia, neck number tinnitus, neck number ST elevation myocardial infarction, July 2019, next number hypertension, next number cigar smoker, next number recurrent angina status post coronary stent status placement, next number, marijuana abuse. Next number, non-ST elevation myocardial infarction, November 17, 2022. Next number, non-compliance. Next number, hyperglycemia. Next number, dyslipidemia. Next number, ischemic cardiomyopathy. Next number, ST elevation myocardial infarction, August 22nd, 2023. The past surgical history, left heart catheterization, x3, next number, stenting of unknown arteries. Medications, Brilinta, comma, carvedilol, comma, aspirin, comma, lisinopril, comma, Lipitor, comma, nitroglycerin, period. Allergies, Benadryl results in rash. Next number. Correction. Benadryl results in rash. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, patient is a smoker. He notes rare alcohol use. He continues with marijuana use. review of systems, constitutional. He has had weight loss and weakness. He further reports fatigue, skin normal, eyes normal, ears. He reports pain, respiratory. He has cough, cardiac as for HPI, gastrointestinal. He reports history of heartburn. He further reports constipation, genitourinary. He has nocturia. Neurologic, he has occasional headaches. Psychiatric, he reports nervousness, insomnia, and depression. Hematologic, he has easy bleeding. The main doctor review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, the blood pressure 124/89, pulse 75, respiratory rate 16, height 72.5 inches, weight 185.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Examination otherwise unremarkable. The patient was referred for exercise treadmill tests, period. The baseline ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm 67 beats per minute, period. There are deep T-wave changes in the anterolateral leads, period. There is evidence of left anterior fascicular block, period. The patient exercise the patient exercised 43 seconds and then developed moderate severe chest discomfort, period. Maximum heart rate was 95 beats per minute, which is 55% of the maximum predicted heart rate, period. The test was stopped because of angina and dyspnea, period. Test is non-diagnostic due to underlying EKG changes, period. He reported angina during the test, period. Overall impression, this is a 47-year-old male with history of coronary artery disease, comma, stable angina, ischemic heart disease, and underlying cardiomyopathy, period. He was noted to be symptomatic at a very low workload, period. Patient is unable to perform tasks which requires lifting, pushing, or significant exertion. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.